ESPN Kansas City presents Golf Underground, powered by Mariner Wealth Advisor, helping you navigate your financial future.
Welcome to Golf Underground ESPN Radio. Back in studio, your boys Sully and Wardo. We're missing Jordo today, but we have a family full of golf talent here.
We do have a family of talent.
And a great sponsor to the program joining us today. Yeah. This is like an Irish pub in here today.
Yeah, we got Ty from Greenside Cigars here. Phenomenal stogies, and looking forward to another great show.
Yeah, look at this. I mean, so I walk in, and there's two vats of cigars in front of me, right? All I think we're missing is a few pints of Guinness, and this becomes a really nice Monday for me.
Well, go sign Guinness up for the program.
That's not a bad idea. You know, I am a little sleepy today, though, Wardo.
Are you? What happened?
Well, we had the big Loch Lloyd member tournament. You know, there's 27 holes. And by the way, the guys who are in studio today are young fellas from the University of Kansas golf team. And we were fortunate enough to have them join us at the club a few weeks ago, didn't we, Wardo?
Absolutely. They lost to us. We swung them and we got the best of them. So.
Well, and you know what's funny is you got Harry and Charlie here. Now it was Harry who really didn't lack confidence, you know? Very, I mean, really, he had a kind of a glow about him, you know? Dare I say cocky. We won a few bucks off him. I think that's important to know. And I got to tell you, as nervous as he is today to come on the radio, do you know how I felt showing up at the first tee box as a 12 handicapper, knowing I'm playing with these two studs from New Zealand and you?
Yep. These two studs, Harry and Charlie Hillier from the University of Kansas. Charlie just graduated here yesterday.
Uh-huh.
But they let him walk down the hill. And Harry's got 2 years left as long as Coach Burma will keep him around.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, I was nervous and I was pretty fired up to fire what was a nice 81. I would never so happy.
I like it. Did you move around nicely?
What? Well, oh, you mean for this weekend?
Yeah.
Well, we played 27. I did manage a 74 on the first 18 holes.
You don't even tell me these things.
I know. I'm pretty good now, right? In fact, Charlie comes in. Both of them, they say, hey, were you flipping it? You know, because that's obviously been the 2019 theme, my suckiness with the flip.
Well, if you shoot 74, keep flipping away.
No, I had the shanks on the practice range the day before. Straight hosels, I swear to God, right? You know how you start going into sweats, right? You know, because I don't practice a lot, right? So I said, this week I'm going to practice every night. And the first two nights of practice went fantastic. The third night, the Wednesday, I'm up there. I said, I'm going to take a little half swings. First one goes straight right, almost hits the guy in the back of the neck who's right next to me in the practice range, right? And you know, after the first one, they kind of let it go. And then you hit the second one. It was like another flyby. Then they have to acknowledge that you have the shanks. And that's what happened to me.
I love it.
And it usually goes like this. Are you okay?
Yeah. Are you okay?
I was okay, yeah. But I was really nervous. So I was happy. A couple of vodkas in, you know, no problem.
I love it.
Worked
I
out
love
great.
It.
Hey, by the way, there was another tournament this weekend.
Yeah, one that actually people care about.
Oh, you're going there, are you?
We are, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the PGA. Your boy, Brooks Koepka, we talk a lot about how handsome and tall and muscular he is, but he's doing some really good things, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, I think that he's just kind of clearly reaping the benefits of what Tiger did for the game 10, 15, 20 years ago now. He's an athlete that chose golf, right? And I think that a lot of the people out there should know that, you know, if their kid or their son or daughter is going to try to play at the next level, I just think length is so important more now than ever. I think Bryson DeChambeau was quoted by saying, you know, what was that, a long drive contest out there? And so yeah. Even Tiger, who is considered quote-unquote long, was saying, you know, I've got 5, 6, 7 iron in when Brooks is hitting. Even if Brooks is in the rough, he was hitting wedge or 9 iron. And being able to stop it on the green.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Such a premium these days on driving it and bombing it.
And if you don't do that, you have to putt like Jordan Spieth did, right? So his scores weren't bad, but the only way he stayed in the game was by making a bunch of 15-foot putts.
Yeah, I think I read somewhere that I think he had made 500 feet of putts for the tournament. So, I mean, that's pretty darn good. If you look at the leaderboard top 10, you had Spieth up there. Kuchar was, I think he was just outside top 10 or might have been tied for 8th. But the majority of the players are all bombers. DJ, Gary, Woodland, backdoor to top 10 with a good 68 tied for a low score yesterday. So pretty impressive across the board. But golf course seemed to hold up pretty nice. And clearly, how can it not?
How many majors you think this guy's going to win? Right, because a few years ago we were talking about Jordan Spieth, right? He's the guy. And of course he's not the bomber like these guys are, right?
Yeah.
So Koepka now to me is, well, he is the number one player in golf, right? So that's not subjective. Can he get to 7 majors, 8 majors? What do you think the over-under? Let's go with this. What's the over-under on him? 7, let's say 7.5 over-under.
I'm on the over, heavy.
Really?
Yeah.
Why heavy?
I just think his mindset's so good, and he doesn't have any fear, and he just kind of relishes. He gets up for majors, and, you know, his game's pretty much suited for any golf course.
Yeah, but think about this, right? So 7.5, over 7.5. So let's say 8 majors. There's only, how many, say 6 guys who've ever gotten to 8 majors. And he's got 4 of them the past
4 out of 8.
2 years.
Yeah, 4 out of 8. I like the over. I mean, I just think he's that good. And, you know, will he have, you know, everybody's going to struggle at some point. Is he going to struggle? Sure. But I just think his talent level and his ability to bomb it, and not to mention he wedges it well and putts it well. So,
all right, so let's go back to the Tiger era, right? So Tiger was blowing people up in these tournaments. When you looked at those scores on Friday and Saturday, he was leading, what, by 7? Was
it
by 7 yesterday? So back in Tiger's heyday, he always had that huge bumper. And Koepka now, in my opinion, when you have guys like Rory and DJ, aren't there more good players now? Isn't it dare I say this, what Koepka's doing in these majors is almost better than what the hell Tiger was doing back in the day? Because I would say there weren't as many studs back in Tiger. So he's kicking people's asses, but there weren't 10 guys behind him who could perk up.
No, I think what's impressive now is you got DJ and you got Woodland, you got all these other guys that are bombers that absolutely, you know, I think that does make it that impressive. And 4 out of 8 is pretty darn good across the board. And, you know, I just think there's going to be more to come from him. You know, clearly the rest of the guys are going to have their crack too. So I think golf, you know, with the condensed season and the schedule, I just think there's a lot of cool things set up for the rest of the season.
Okay, now listen, I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about your fantastic golf week a couple weeks ago.
Oh, now we're really going to bore the listeners.
No, we're not, because listen, here's what, fellas, he said, all right, you know, I grew up a caddy. I caddied for like old ladies who would hit 3 wood right down the middle. So I wasn't, you know, that great of a caddy. Maybe I was a fantastic caddy. And so Wordo says, hey, Sully, would you come? I want to qualify for the web.com. Would you carry my bag? And we went out and pretty good day. You hit the ball good, but you know, you sprayed it a little to the right a couple times. And your caddy lost a golf ball on your behalf, and I felt horrible.
Yeah, well, that wasn't your fault. It's the new 3-minute rule, and all of a sudden the ball's lost pretty quick. I think it hit the path, but whatever. I think that even though I didn't score well, that was good for me. You know, 2 days later, I went down to Wichita and shot 68 in the web.com, or not the web.com, the U.S. Open local. So there was a 5-for-3 playoff that day, and kind of back to the bombing thing, you know, of the guys in the playoff, 3 were still in college. One of them played at Oklahoma State, and he bombed it, you know. And so you're seeing these guys that are, whether they're qualifying for U.S. Opens or whether they're number one in the world, and the theme is just guys are hitting it further and further and further.
So what was it like for you coming in first place in that gig? And of course, you tied for first, but I mean, did you think you still had it in you to go down there? Because that was a tough field. How many guys played?
I think there was 58.
Yeah, you come in first of 58 people. Did that surprise you?
Be honest. I thought I would play well. I just didn't know I would tie for the lead. And you know, I had a rain delay. I took advantage of the rules. I got some embedded balls, and I used the new rules to my advantage. And when I did putt into the last hole on the 18th hole, it was literally raining sideways, and the cup was full of water when I tapped in. So anyhow, for my final putt, a couple frogs jumped out. It was no big deal.
That's funny.
So anyhow, it was a good experience. Wichita Country Club was a great site, and I'll find out this week where I'm going for the sectionals.
What are you thinking?
Probably go to D.C. or Toronto.
And what type of guys are you going to be? Let's take D.C. Any clue on who you might have to beat when you're there?
I don't know. Just there'll be a good field wherever you go. So you just got to shoot 2 good rounds, and I'm probably going to have Harry over here on my bag, and he's going to be doing some trainings, you know, carrying some bags around with bricks so that he can prep for this bad boy.
Are you bringing the big fat bag, the Rodney Dangerfield? You're going to give him the nice old man bag that you let me carry.
Absolutely. I'm going to go big bag.
Are you?
Yeah, look at him. He needs to put on some weight.
Hey, pipe in here now.
All right.
Come here. Here, pull that microphone up, all right? Let's we'll do the formal introduction. So we've got Harry and Charlie, two great friends of Wardo, but more importantly, we've got Mom and Dad in the studio, straight from the wonderful country of New Zealand. By the way, I knew your boys were from New Zealand, and of course, what's a first thing I do? I see them on the tee box. I'm like, "What part of Australia are you guys from?" They almost threw me off the tee box. Right? Come on. Were you mad at me?
It happens a lot. Actually, where are you from? Australia? No, New Zealand. And then they go, where's that in Australia? Like, what are you from, Canada, dude, or what? But, yeah.
That's funny. So, all right, so you boys, tell us about your year over at Kansas, and what's it like playing here for the Jayhawks? I mean, is it everything you thought it would be when you made the big move? Because that's a big move, Mom and Dad, let your boys go. Right, my kid goes to Arizona State, and the day I dropped him off at college, I bawled. Right? Was this had to be so crazy hard for Mom and Dad? What was it like leaving home for you boys?
I found it pretty hard, pretty easy actually. I'm not sure what it was like for Harry, but
yeah.
You know, I could live anywhere. We were born in England, moved to there when I was 10 months old, went to New Zealand, now I'm in America, so. Anyway, it's good for me.
Yeah, so what you're saying, you didn't cry like Mom and Dad did?
I did cry the first time. I don't think I've cried since, but, you know, you're just a plane right away.
Yeah, no. And what about you? What was it like? What's it like playing with your brother? That's kind of fun because, all right, you miss Mom and Dad, but at least you got the bro hanging out with you, right?
It made it easier for – it made it easier to move that far away.
Yeah.
And so – the first goodbye was a little tough. It was like a quick hug with Mom and Dad, and I run through the gate so they couldn't see me. But having my brother on the team makes it a lot easier. Kind of a bit of comfort zone thing,
right?
That helps you move 10,000 miles away from home.
Right, right.
So a lot of the first question people ask when I'm around you guys is, how did you wind up at Kansas? So tell the listeners a little bit about how you wound up at being a Jayhawk.
So I went to... my golf coach in New Zealand, first ever golf coach, went to University of Oregon. That was mainly my own connection through him. He said, go down and play in the Junior World at San Diego. Did that, and I was leading halfway through the third round, so then obviously you get a lot of attention when you've got no school to go to.
Yep.
Coach Bermel and Coach Zaremba at the time were... watching me on the practice range, so they watched me all four rounds. And I'm not allowed to have any contact with them during the tournament. They're talking to the guy that was with me, Damien. And then he walked off the 18th green. I think it finished like 8th or 10th maybe, and Coach Brimmel said, have you ever thought about playing college golf at Kansas? I said, I have no idea where Kansas is.
By the way, I said the same thing, yeah. Being from Connecticut.
Yeah, so like flew out maybe 2 days after that event, checked it out, and here I am.
So you're all done. What was that like, knowing that your 4 years? I mean, it goes quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, it obviously was shorter than we wanted it this year, but
yeah,
it goes quick. But the experience you have at KU and kind of the history behind it, it's pretty special to be a part of.
What's the biggest lesson you would say you learned over the 4 years? Being a teammate, being just in college, being in America. I mean, you know, there's a lot of growth that goes. Think of you as a freshman, even to senior, right? You're a sophomore and you feel pretty old, but it's sort of like high school. You know, you show up and you're a freshman and then you're a man, right? And there's a lot of that happens in school too. How have you changed?
The biggest thing that Coach said to me is kind of your mouth shut, ears open, being a freshman. Obviously, that changes as you become a leader on the team, but that was the biggest thing that I took. I'm kind of like that as a person anyway, but I kind of took that and ran with it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's got to be fun. And again, it was so fun meeting you guys. And I know what's cool is Wardo gets to coach you guys on occasion too, right? And maybe before we go to commercial break, what have you seen change in that man, right? Because it's graduation season right now. There's so many, whether you're graduating eighth grade, high school, or college right now, it's sort of this bittersweet atmosphere that all the friends and families that I'm with have. You got to see this boy change too.
Yeah, you know, I've worked with him for just under a year now, and I think just getting to know him and his personality, and then that helps me figure out how to be a better coach or be a better advocate for him. So I think I see a lot of excitement, you know, in his eyes, you know, ready for the next chapter. And clearly it's scary turning pro and going to the next level and all of that. And we can kind of dive into kind of the process and the instruction of what we've done to kind of work on his game to get him better to play at the next level.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about the experiences of playing college golf. And we'll dabble in one of your opinions too on what's going in the PGA, because your goal right now is to try to get there, right?
That's right.
So you're making these steps up along the way. This journey's coming, and how much fun is that, right? The anticipation, the nervousness, the you know, knowing you're gonna have to bust your hump, and, right? And knowing that this guy's doing some great things too, your brother. So hey, we are with the entire Hillier family from not Australia, from New Zealand. Come on back here on Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
You're listening to Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM.
Nobody beats our prices at Menards, so you can save big money on giving your home a fresh new look. For an exterior paint and primer with extreme adhesion technology, choose Dutch Boy Max Bond. Its no prep, no prime formula delivers superior adhesion to chalky, dirty, previously painted, or glossy surfaces with unconditional satisfaction. Right now, save $10 a gallon after rebate. Good through June 2nd. Plus, a Menards gift card is perfect for Father's Day.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you have retirement dreams about perfecting your swing and spending your time on the green? Or maybe you have a bucket list of golf courses you'd like to travel to. Whatever your financial goals are, Mariner Wealth Advisors is your advocate. We take the same care in understanding where you stand today as we do in understanding where you want to be in the future. Then, we help you set a personalized plan to help you achieve your long-term vision. Contact Mariner Wealth Advisors today to start your financial planning journey. Visit MarinerWealthAdvisors.com to find a location near you.
Mariner Wealth Advisors, otherwise known as MWA, is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. For additional information about MWA, including fees and services, please contact MWA or refer to the disclosures on our website. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money. This advertisement should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities.
Hey, Brian Sullivan here, and I've got a tip for you. You've got to head to Unforked. It's an amazing restaurant. What I like about these guys is they promise to buy and support seasonal, local ingredients first. And I love the fact that they source from smaller, family, GAP-certified, or organic farms, prime-going regions, artisan producers. All I'm getting at is, if you like fresh stuff, Unforked is the place to be. And like they say it, fork or no fork, you can be sure you're getting the highest quality, socially responsible ingredients possible. And not to mention, it's delicious. So whether you're out south or downtown, stop by Unforked for a delicious and healthy meal. Sheridan's Unforked, honest, clean food.
Hi, this is Jason Lank. It's been said that a great investment plan is one you understand and can stick with when the stock market may seem scary. And no question, as you move closer to retirement, the consequences of a poor plan can be devastating. At the ETF Store, we can help. You don't have to go it alone. Visit us at etfstore.com. After all, if you're going to plan for retirement, you owe it to yourself to plan well. So give us a call, 866-PLAN-WELL. That's 866-PLAN-WELL.
Hi, this is Brian Sullivan, co-host of Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City. Hey, when I'm not bringing my fantastic double-digit handicap to the course, my company, Precise Selling, works with companies to create sales champions. Hey, the best golfers get to the top by having a swing process and a game plan from the time they step on the first tee to the time they finish their putt on 18. Now, at Precise Selling, we teach salespeople how to prepare for each sales call. We give them a process to steal customers from their biggest competitor, sell more to current customers, and negotiate like a pro. So come see me at PreciseSelling.com to learn how we can help turn your team into a team of top sales performers.
Hey, golfers, this is Frank Bolt. There's a lot new going on at Heritage Park Golf Course off Lackman Road in Olathe. A new practice facility with 3 Zoysia practice areas, 2 bluegrass practice areas, and 2 new sand bunkers, all sitting just below a brand new patio deck. Combine that with the driving range and one of the most beautiful courses in the metro, and you've got your one-stop golfing spot. Heritage Park Golf Course, 913-829-4653 for tee time.
Welcome back, Golf Underground, ESPN Radio. Sully and Wardo in the house, back together like Sonny and Cher.
I have missed you, pal.
I missed you. We kind of cheated last week. We played the old rerun. And you know what? I don't like playing the reruns as much.
No, I like live. Yeah. Club Pro guy doesn't like us live, but we like us live.
We like the freestyle. We're not, but it is so good practiced or prepared.
No.
If anyone come up to you and say, geez, Sully, the Underground's a really good program, but it seems like you guys don't prepare as much as like the Club Pro guy or David Faraday. I said, because I have a freaking job, okay? This is all for fun right now, okay? But here's the good news is we do make a few bucks off of our sponsors, like my man Ty Murphy from the Greenside Cigar Company. And, of course, we've got a nice commercial, and, he pimps the Birdie Stogie.
I love the Birdie Stogie.
But, Ty, first of all, thank you for being a sponsor of the program, Bob.
Hey, you're very welcome.
And so I'm not sure why you handed me a shirt right now and said, we have the Birdie Stogie, but that's probably not right for you.
Just, I've been a listener, so it's the flop.
The flop.
Isn't that the flop?
Now I've got a flop, too.
Or the flip.
Flip and flop?
That hair kind of looks like a flop.
That's a comb over. I'm 50.
Truth be told, we're actually about sold out of your size in the red Birdie. So I had to bring in some swag.
Look at the swag.
And
fantastic.
Yeah. We had the Birdie and the par, and so Wardo, he made a bunch of birdies, this last couple weeks, I hear. So
yeah, he did.
He gets the red Birdie.
No bogeys, more importantly.
No bogeys.
That's important.
That'll do it. And you didn't even have a Birdie Stogie. Maybe that's what you're gonna bring in DC, And who's caddying? You're caddying for him? All right. And after you win, we're going to have a championship stogie.
I like it.
Okay?
I like it.
So I can go visit you at Pebble Beach.
Let's do it.
And then we have our PGA credentials. I think we can walk around there. We're kind of fancy. So even if you don't get in, we can walk around behind the ropes.
ESPN Radio.
Yeah. See, I get behind the ropes, too. I don't have to shoot 68.
Exactly.
All right, well, listen, Ty, thank you for being a great sponsor of the program. Do yourselves a favor. Go to greensidecigars.com. If you've got tournaments coming up, tournament season is here. Maybe it'll stop raining. You're gonna have to load up with a bunch of these things, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? You got the member guest season coming up. If be a good guest. Go and buy your host some cigars. Be different. Don't show up with like a ratty old flask of McCormick vodka or something. Come with something good. Buy your guests some cigars and light up after you guys make a birdie.
Yeah, and all you golf pro shop head pros, it wouldn't kill you to open up the door to Ty Murphy, all right? Put these in your pro shop. What do you think of that?
Make your members happy.
That's what I'm saying. All right, so hey, you're back in the Golf Underground, ESPN Radio, Wardo and Sully. And so before we went to the break, we were talking to these two young studs here from the University of Kansas, which, by the way, New Zealand accent's pretty sexy, too,
It goes all right, yeah.
And I understand that not only, you're a hell of a golfer, but, when you come in, do you really sort of enhance the New Zealand accent, thinking it might help you even more so with the ladies, or is it authentic? I mean, you really get, like, sort of shanty, like, blue-collary?
Well, when I first came over here, I spoke too fast for people to understand me, so that was a slow start, but freshman, sophomore year treated me pretty well.
All right, so if let's say it was a now. By the way, my daughter's going to be a senior in high school. You stay away from her, okay? So if you were going to approach, let's say, a attractive Midwestern blonde girl, what would be the intro? I mean, we can role play here. It's fun. I mean, like, so you see me in a bar, and I think you had there's a couple, two or three that he threw out to Wardo and I. So give me your best one. So I'm sitting there. I'm looking at you. Just make it like I have a wig on, okay?
Probably, hey, would you like a drink? And she'd look at me funny and go, where are you from? And then hook line. And then you get talking, and then you talk about your country and stuff like that. And by then, you're a few more beers deep. And kind of flows from there.
I love it.
Have you given him any tips, Coach?
He doesn't need any tips. He's got it pretty well figured out.
Oh my gosh, that is funny. All right, Ward, let's you take care of me. Tell me how you made them great golfers, because we know they're funny, great personality guys. But how do you make them better golfers? What have you been working on them with?
Yeah, so I think I just got to go in a couple different directions with each of them based off their personalities. Honestly, golf swing wise, so I started working with Charlie. Charlie came to me late last summer, and he was struggling a little bit with the driver and hated the right miss. And during my endeavors as a golfer on the amateur level or the professional level, I battled the right miss. So I kind of knew.
What does that mean to the average? Ty being a 14, me trending to a 9.2.
So to be honest, when he came to me, he was hitting it right, and so he couldn't drive it and play. And so we started. I videoed him. We looked at him. Had a couple really long, extensive range sessions, and just said, all right, how do we fix this? And so I had a couple things that I thought he was a little bit, body wasn't rotating quite well enough, and he was a little stuck underneath. And so what we've worked on is just trying to square up the club head. He's got plenty of speed. He flies at 310 yards. And so what we've been working on is just getting the club more square through the hitting zone, a little bit less underneath, and give him the ability to kind of hit it straight. And then, you know, we're going to still work pretty hard this summer on being able to fade it more consistently. He likes to see the ball turn over, and I think when he's playing at the professional level, we'll need to see that ball turn over a little bit less. So
yeah. Well, what's impressive to me when we played with these guys is you told me before they came out, these guys bomb the ball. And that's part of what you've helped your clients with, the swing fit, right? Is how do we make them more athletic? And that's what you brought up with Koepka. I think what's encouraging is you don't have to be 6'5 to be athletic and no. bomb the ball. You just need to be athletic, right?
Correct.
So it's fixed. So it's not DNA. You can work on this.
I think some of the players are just built with it. Like, for example, Harry, who's a sophomore, you know, he has speed and he's got a perfect frame for golf, and sure, he's 6'2, 6'3, whatever. But I think that there definitely can work on generating speed through drills, et cetera, more lag, all of that. And so, yes, if you don't have it, can you work at it? Absolutely. Can you get longer? For sure. Do the Koepkas of the world, do the Harry Hilliers of the world, do Woodlands of the world, all that, do they have it? Yes. And so they are just better athletes. And I just think that's kind of what we've seen. You know, Tiger changed the game, and instead of Koepka playing baseball or basketball, he chose golf. And, you know, with the money and what golf is now, more sexy than ever. And so that's kind of what I've seen from the seat I've been sitting in.
Yeah. No, I think you're right about that. Before we went on air, you'd mentioned that kids have a choice to make in what they're going to play. And, of course, we know football. That would be American football, boys. Okay, let's not confuse this with whatever the hell you call it. By the way, is there New Zealand rules football? Because growing up, when the first time ESPN came out, there was Australian rules football. Are you familiar with that?
Yep, we don't have that in New Zealand.
No?
That's only in Australia. We have rugby.
Yeah,
it's kind of the same as American football, but different as well.
Did you play any of those physical sports, or you decided to put on your mock turtleneck and not let anyone hit you?
I played soccer for a little while. I played rugby in, what do you guys call it, primary school, I think?
Sure.
But rugby's pretty hard out. There's no padding or anything like that. You just get your head kicked in.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I got a question for you. What is your take on the speed thing? You know, you hit it farther than your brother. You got a little more speed than older brother here. You know, he's getting old now that he's graduated. But what's your take on speed? And do you work on that, or is it just natural for you?
It come pretty natural for me. We do work out a lot here on the Kansas golf team. 3-4 times a week, and then we can do some stuff by ourselves. But my biggest thing is I can hit it far, but I got to keep it in play. Also, Wardo's helped me with that, getting down a tighter hole, but it's still long. We need to get one in play and still hit it 300, 320 down there. So, yeah.
Well, and that's what killed Tiger this weekend, right? He couldn't hit a fairway for nothing.
Yeah. I mean, he was missing. He went to 3-wood, and he was still missing. And then, I mean, that's the deal. You just, especially at those majors, you just got to drive it straight and play, or else it's going to be a lot of up and downs for pars.
Did you guys think that there was any way Koepka would be 17 shots better than Tiger in this gig? What do you think?
Tiger looked like a high school boy out there compared to Kepka, but you know, that Tiger won there when he was doing what Kepka was doing, hitting it 350 and chipping and putting like nobody else. But I mean, Tiger drives it well. He's one of the best iron players in the world. He sure has a chance there, but it wasn't that week.
Yeah, no kidding.
So here's my take on, so he didn't play since the Masters, right? And you know, obviously all the media and things that come with that. I just think that to be really prepared, I think he needed to play in Charlotte, or he needed to start between the Masters and the U.S. Open. And, you know, even if he wasn't on his full game, or even if he wasn't quite prepared, I just think he needed a start prior to then. And I know that there's probably some sort of injury, or, you know, there's, you know, people being skeptical. He didn't show up to the golf course on Wednesday. But I just think that in order for him to be sharp, he's got to play more than just, you know, taking a month off here or there.
Yeah, I would think, right? His body's aging, so it's that balance between I got to rest it. But I don't know how you go to Beth Page Black and not having played since, right? First of all, what's your take on this course? I don't know. I think it's overrated. You know, when I hear other paying the Black course, and I don't know. I think there's better options out there. Why do they keep bringing it back there?
I don't know. I just think there's so much that goes into it, from the, you know, the parking to the big, you know, big property. You got room, you got stuff for spectators, you got New York. So there's probably, you know, I asked Gary about it. He just said, you know, the golf course is hard. And so, you know, they're going to have a Ryder Cup there in 2024, I believe. And so, again, I just think it's a good venue. It's a big venue. And I just think that there's only so many places in the world that are set up to be able to host something like that.
You know what I think it is?
What?
East Coast bias.
Well, they're a little more limited. You're going to see some more PGAs in the South now that it's in May. So...
Yeah, I do. You know, I mean, and if you listen, you know, to the New York fans, it's like watching a New York Jets game. Hey, come on, Kepka, make a good putt, Kepka. I'm like, what are these bunch of knuckleheads? Come out to the heartland where we're like, we're nice, we're soft-spoken. And I could say this because I grew up an hour outside New York City. Right. You think I'm a jackass now, you should have seen me when I lived back there. I've really matured.
Right? Yeah, I can tell.
You know?
I can tell.
All right, listen, we're having a great time with the Hillier family from New Zealand. It is wonderful that, first of all, I didn't congratulate you, Charlie, for moving on, baby. How about get a big round of applause for the graduate moving on. Thank we're going to follow his career. Little brother's going to be coming up, nipping at your heels like a little Shih Tzu dog trying to dominate you. But you got to just keep him back.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Or lift him up, one of the two,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But the big brother should always win, I think. Don't you think?
Oh, you got to put him in his place.
You got to put him in his place, yeah. All right, come on back. You're going to Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
This is Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM. Cowell Insurance Services is your leading program administrator for workers' compensation. They're dedicated to meeting the unique challenges of the insurance industry and assisting employers in reducing their costs. CIS has provided insurance claim and loss control services to various industries, including trucking, construction, retail convenience stores, and healthcare, as well as public entities for over 30 years. They work with both retail agents and industry clients, or a combination of the two. If you're tired of fighting the rising costs of premiums and claims, give Cowell Insurance Services a call. Their dedicated staff is ready to find you the best insurance option at the most competitive price. They can help to define or enhance your safety program in order to move you in the right direction in reducing your claim and premium costs. Contact Cowell Insurance Services today, 816-214-4070.
Remodel and Lease Summit reminds everyone that while driving, safety is extremely important. Using a cell phone, texting, or drinking and driving causes accidents and possible death. Safe driving is everyone's responsibility. This message courtesy of Remodel and Lee Summit. Trust their years of experience for all your kitchen and bathroom remodeling needs. Call Remodel at 816-229-3441 or visit them online at remodelinckc.com.
Hey, Wardo, I'm so sick of my handicap rising, and every year I feel like I'm losing yardage. Do you have a solution for me?
Of course I do. SwingFit is a goal-focused platform that is fitness-based, centered around getting your golf game better. SwingFit will help you become more biomechanically sound in the gym and on the golf course. From the golf perspective, what you're going to see is a series of movement patterns and drills in order to get you better and to help you achieve your goals. You will be introduced to some exercise centered around increasing golf strength and club head speed.
The team at SwingFit is TPI certified, which is the gold standard for those tour players you watch on Sundays. If you want to take the next steps to hitting the ball like them, Call 913-269-1300 for more information or go to thegolfstable.com.
Creekmoor, one of the nicest golf courses in Kansas City, is having a special one-day-only Sports Radio 810 WHB Day on May 30th. That's right, May 30th, you can play Creekmoor for just $38.10. You will have chances to win tons of prizes all over the course, and you can enjoy a burger, chips, and a domestic beer for $8.10. Tee times will go fast. Call 816-331-2621. That's 816-331-2621 or online at creekmoorpoa.com. The Golf Club at Creekmoor. Your only short drive of the day will be getting there.
Are you ready to focus more on your golf game this year instead of enduring the process of building a brand new home? Look no further than BCI Bowen Custom Homes. They will help you determine the best opportunity for you and your family given your current situation. Do I do a remodel? Do I build the dream house I've always wanted? Your next home might be waiting for you from the many specs and furnished models they have available in Southern Johnson County. Whether you're located in Shawnee or Leawood, Mike McCown and his award-winning team are interested in helping you determine what may be best for you and your family. Again, if you're looking to spend more time on the links and eliminate the stressors of the building remodel process, call BCI Bowen at 913-444-2369 or on the web at bcibowen.com.
If you're in an accident, you want factory body parts to repair your vehicle. And that's exactly what you get when Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs repairs your car or truck. Dale's in Blue Springs doesn't use aftermarket look-alike body parts. Dale's will return your car to that factory look. Dale's on 40 Highway in Blue Springs, 816-228-1855. That's 816-228-1855. Dale's, taking care of cars, taking care of you.
Hey, what's up, Golf Underground Nation? This is Brian Sullivan, co-host of the Golf Underground with the Greenside Cigar Company, here to tell you about the hot new cigars that are about taking over the golf industry. And yeah, I'm talking about the patented Birdie Stogies you guys have been seeing for sale all over the local golf courses. These cigars come highly rated and are the ultra-premium alternative to that dried-up old stick you've been using to celebrate your made birdie putts. Designed to be carried in every golf bag and saved as a reward for celebratory achievement, our cigars are bringing golfers added relaxation, fun, and perhaps maybe even a little luck. From mild to medium, smooth to sweet, we have a cigar suitable for every taste palate and golfers at all skill levels. So no matter your celebratory occasion, enjoying a victory stogie at the clubhouse after a low round, immediately after a made birdie putt, or hey, even to help you relax and simply celebrate being out in the golf course, make sure you never approach the first tee again without one of our beautiful cigars in your golf bag. So learn more and order online at greensidecigars.com or just Google the Birdie Stogie, because after all, there can only be one. Welcome back, Golf Underground, ESPN Radio. Sully and Wardo, we're having a great time. I hope you had a great PGA Championship weekend. I know I did yesterday. I just pretty much sat on the couch. Which I do have to put props out for my lovely bride, Leanne Sullivan.
Did you get her to watch some golf?
No. She was in a Dancing with the Stars event for the World Outreach Organization. She had to, for 3 months, she's been practicing a few days a week dancing.
Yeah.
And she raised the most money for the charity, and it was a wonderful night. So, honey, I was very proud of you.
Wow.
Get out of bed, because I know you're tired.
Well done.
Yeah,
well done.
Yeah.
No wonder you were so struggles on Sunday. You probably had too much fun Saturday night.
I did. We did. We celebrated a little bit. We had a little Chardonnay back at Sully's Pub. That would be my basement. Next thing you know, we're... She was calling me pillow lips, and it was, you know, it was tough. All right, so hey, by the way, this segment, among all segments today, are sponsored by my boy Ty Murphy from the Greenside Cigar Company, creator of the Birdie Stogie. You got to go to greensidecigars.com. It's tournament season, and by the way, if you're going to score crappy like me, you might as well have fun, and the Birdie Stogie will make you do it. All right,
thanks for coming in the studio, Ty. Appreciate it.
Thanks, brother. All right, and we got our two buddies. Right, we got Harry and Charlie Hillier, straight from New Zealand. And by the way, I've got a question for both of you. Who's your favorite New Zealand golfer? Is it Frank Nabilo or Michael Campbell?
Michael Campbell.
How about you? How about Nabilo?
Out of those two?
Yeah, those two.
Probably Michael Campbell. Yeah.
Really? Have you ever met him? Did he ever like take you under his wing when you were coming up back in the
You may have
the
met
motherland?
Him in the New Zealand Open.
I think I met him once, but
he obviously did not make an impression on you.
He's kind of a low-profile dude.
Yeah.
He's kind of laid back.
Yeah,
does whatever he wants.
What about Nobilo? Have you guys met Nobilo?
No, not had anything to do with Nobilo at all.
Well, why don't you play better and you get to know him?
I actually met Nobilo at the Asian Am in Singapore.
Yeah,
he likes to support the New Zealand guys, obviously, and I met him just passing by.
How are the courses in New Zealand? How would you describe them? Obviously, there's different versions, but how are they different than what you see over here in the States?
Pretty similar to you, Sully. Short.
here
Sorry,
we go.
I had to go there.
God, you should have heard him that day, Mom and Pops. He just fired after day. I mean, you got right at me.
I did. I was playing against you, so I was trying to chip at your ankles one day.
And what did you learn? It didn't work. That's what you learned.
True.
Okay? I mean, you tried. And by the way, we're gonna do it again, Wardo, aren't we?
Yep, we're going to have a match soon. Probably in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
I just talked Harry into staying. He's not going to go back to New Zealand and waste half the summer away. So he's going to stick around in KC and
hey, his mother is here. You better have cleared that.
His mother and I are on the same page.
Really? Mom, are you in tune with this?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, listen, I think it's important you should know that he will not be staying at my house. All right, Warner, you had some questions for the boys. By the way, we are with the Hillier family here from the University of Kansas. You know, we like to support our local college athletes, and we thought, what better time than after the PGA Championship? So what kind of questions you had for him?
Yeah, Charlie, what's the most nervous you've ever been on the golf course?
It was probably a year ago at Southwest Am. I won a tournament this spring, and I thought I'd be nervous there, but we're out in the desert, and I haven't seen water yet. I'm struggling with my driver, hitting it all over the park. And I thought I had plenty of balls in my bag. Get to the 18th hole, and this thing takes off right into the desert. And I reach into my bag, and I feel one ball. I'm kind of like, well, I won't be hitting driver on this one, because if I lose a ball, I get DQ'd.
Oh, that's amazing.
So I poke 3-iron out there and take 7 and, you know, sign up for a 78 so I can play tomorrow.
So how many balls were left in your bag?
Just that one.
Just one.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, listen, this was funny. When I was caddying for you, I think you only had 5 balls in your bag. And for, you know, guys who play like Ty and I was like, what happens if he loses all 5?
Well, thanks for the vote of confidence there,
buddy.
Well,
I didn't know. I haven't been around great golfers like you so much.
I mean, I was trying to lighten the load for my caddy. You know, I had an umbrella that day. We had rain gear. I was trying to lighten the load.
Yeah, it's risky, though, Ward. If you don't have, like, at least 8 pinnacles in there, that's I mean, you can't. That's too risky.
All right, so Harry, most embarrassed you've ever been on the golf course. You were telling us an interesting story at the break.
There was a final at my home golf course, and we're on the 16th hole, and I'm one up, starting to get a little nervous because I'm a bit younger, and thought I'd go pee in the trees. So off I go on the right side and the gallery's on the left. And I'm standing there letting it go. And it's about a 75-year-old grandma with her glasses on looking at me peeing in the bush. So I didn't think anything of it. Get on to the 18th hole and I won. So I got congratulated by a lot of people. She comes over to me right up to my face and wrote a letter to the club. Complaining.
Really?
Yeah, complained about me and told me how much of a disgrace I was.
So
I don't know if she wanted me to win that one.
Oh, that's funny.
So, did they kick you out of the club?
No, I'm still there. Can't get rid of me that easily.
Clearly. No wonder you want to go back.
What do you say? What do you say when that happens?
Said I'm sorry. And yeah, she doesn't speak to me now. So,
did she hover over you, or was it a quick glance and look away?
No, she was about 50 yards away. But it's amazing she could see it from that far away.
Yeah, you know what? You never would have gotten that that letter if your last name was Sullivan and you were Irish.
So I have a similar story. I'm going to leave the name of the country club out. But I had a similar story where it wasn't a tournament. It was just some sort of money game match. And it's kind of that type of year where you're not sweating enough, but maybe you're having enough beverage intake. And so I had to go, and the hole I went on had a long creek along it. And so I decided to go ahead and go. And again, I got called out by a nice, very, very nice lady. And the next day, I couldn't decide what to do. So I dropped off a handwritten note and a little box of chocolates. And, oh, and when I went and delivered it to the house, I could feel the dog grab it out of my hand. I stuck it into the little sliver where you put the mail. Yeah, yeah. The dog grabs the box. And so anyhow, see, that's how you, that's
you're
how you
a
have to do
than
it.
Me, Walter.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, I need to coach you up on things like that. Yeah, you anything you've encountered, I've probably been through it.
You know what you do, Wardo, if that ever happens again with that same lady? Bring her rat poisoning.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
You'll hear,
I love it. I love it.
All right, listen, we're going to take one more commercial break. When we come back, we're going to hit them up with the famous Cowell Insurance Rapid Fire.
I okay? like
it. And these are designed to get you to think on your feet a little bit. If I see you thinking about your question, you know, because you want it to be a perfect answer, total disqualification. Okay?
Okay.
You agree, Wardo?
Yeah, you got to do the rapid fire. You can't think much. You just got to be natural.
All right, my money's on the big bro. Right?
Okay.
You take him. Yeah. I think I'm going to like his answers better. So come on back here, Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
You're listening to Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM.
You buy new clubs, you read golf magazines, you watch the Golf Academy, and you pound balls on the driving range until your hands bleed. But your score never changes. Well, a true golf simulator from Midwest Golf Simulators in Olathe, Kansas is the answer. Play golf every day in the comfort of your own home. The easy-to-read instant feedback you get after every shot allows you to see what your swing flaws are, which allows you to make the adjustments you need to get your ball to go where you want it to go. So lower your scores and be the player you always thought you could be. Call Dave at Midwest Golf Simulators for more info or a demo at 913-915-4108.
The new year means new resolutions, and I've got a good one you should be working on twice every day. It's your oral health, and with a Quip electric toothbrush, sticking to good habits is simple. The guiding features are like a built-in support system for better brushing. Like the sensitive sonic vibrations, it's good for an effective clean that's gentle on your sensitive gums. Some people brush too hard, and some electric toothbrushes are just too abrasive. It also features a 2-minute built-in timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides and to help you clean your whole mouth evenly. Up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes, or they don't brush their teeth evenly. That's why I love Quip and why over 1 million happy, healthy mouths do too. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/live right now, you can get your first refill pack free. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/live. That's getquip.com/live.
New golf clubs,
a big screen TV to watch the U.S. Open, or maybe even a new golf cart that I've got my eye on.
No matter how you choose to spend the savings, if you're looking to put a dent in your monthly heating and cooling bills, the answer may be right over your head. If your attic isn't insulated properly, you're missing out on a prime opportunity to cut costs. Call the certified energy experts at Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, for a free estimate to learn how they can help you save money.
Oh, heck, I'll buy the clubs, put them in my new golf cart, watch the U.S. Open on my big screen after I play a round of golf.
Better give Star Companies, Inc. a call today to start saving big. That's Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, or visit starcompanieskc.com.
Get ready for the wildest party in town at the Kansas City Zoo. Gather your flock and join us at Jazz Zoo on Friday, June 7th. We'll party with the best food, drink, and music Kansas City has to offer. Shake your tail feather to live music from 5 different stages. Sample delicious creations from 70 local restaurants and enjoy unlimited libations from 10 full and specialty bars. Get your tickets today for this all-inclusive evening supporting the Kansas City Zoo. Visit jazzzookc.org for tickets and more information.
You wouldn't select a driver when you're putting on the green, just like you wouldn't choose a putter to get out of a sand trap. When choosing a club, you want to make sure you have the right tool for the job, and the same goes for selecting a wealth advisor. At Mariner Wealth Advisors, we believe in putting the client first, always. This isn't just our motto, it's our way of doing business and part of our fiduciary standard. Navigating your unique journey takes a partner who is as committed to reaching your financial destination as you are. Visit MarinerWealthAdvisors.com to find a location and an advisor near you, and let us help you navigate your financial future.
Mariner Wealth Advisors, otherwise known as MWA, is an SEC registered investment advisor. Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. For additional information about MWA, including fees and services, please contact MWA or refer to the disclosures on our website. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money. This advertisement should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities.
It's Amini's huge Factory Direct outdoor furniture tent sale going on now. Shop early for the best selection with prices lower than the internet. Outdoor sofas, sectionals, chair sets, fire pits, wicker, and dining tables that seat more than eight. Order your patio furniture just the way you want or get any in-stock items delivered immediately. Save up to 50% off retail on anything under the tent. Don't miss our Factory Direct outdoor furniture tent sale, only at Amini's. Open in Overland Park on Metcalf. This is Amini's.
Welcome back, Golf Underground ESPN Radio. You know, Nathan's a big fan of Santana. You know, from
like
bumper music. He's, you know, he really likes the Santana. He doesn't play like the Pet Shop Boys or some of my favorites. You know,
maybe because he thinks you're an old geezer
who's trying to act cool. Which, by the way, my college. I got to ask you boys this, all right? Because my kid's going to be a junior at Arizona State this year. I told you that. And he shows up yesterday in these jeans that were rolled up, kind of like from the 80s, right? Are you seeing any fellas wearing jeans like with the cuffs rolled up?
Yeah, it's pretty common these days.
Is it?
Yep.
So,
really?
And we were all hanging out with the dads, and we were all mocking him. Although we used to wear cheesy outfits like that, too. Was I wrong to be mocking the young fella?
Has he got a girlfriend?
Well, he prefers not to have a girlfriend. He reminds me of a fella I know from New Zealand.
You're doing the right thing then.
Just like a subtle mock, right?
Yeah, knock him down a little bit.
You're not trying to, you know, ruin the kid's, you know, integrity and all that. But my gosh.
You didn't like it?
I struggled with it, you know. They look like capri pants that the ladies wear. Or he's going clam digging.
And that's
looking
for
clam somewhere. He doesn't want to.
We got 3 minutes for this rapid
fire. Okay, take it away there, buddy.
Okay. Sheridan's Unforked, eating good and feeling good. Rapid fire.
Ooh, yeah.
We're going to go right off the bat.
Okay.
The hawk or the wheel?
Hawk.
Hawk.
Hawk, okay. Mm. All right, sorry, Nobby.
can I say
do
wheel?
Do you prefer Australian, New Zealand, or American women?
American.
That was pretty quick. Favorite golf course in America?
Torrey Pines.
Oh, really?
Southern Hills.
Okay, two good ones. What player on the big tour, PGA, does your game resemble?
Ooh.
No humility. I want to.
Tiger.
Tiger.
Oh,
all right.
Whoa. Well, yeah, why mess
long
around?
Long and crooked.
probably Jordan Spieth.
Okay. What? Who's the best ball striker other than yourself you've ever played with?
Ooh.
Victor Hovland, I would
Victor
say for
Victor Hovland,
you.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to have him on the show soon.
What about Coach Kevin Ward?
He'd be up there, for sure.
Yeah. No respect.
Yeah, I thought they... That'd be you.
Best ball striker I've ever played with, Colin Morikawa.
I like it. All right. Will Tiger get the Jack's record?
100%. No questions asked.
I think he will, yeah.
Got it. Well, he's running out of time. I think he will as well, but, you know, we're running out of majors here, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and he's come back to earth and just one missed cut. It's funny, right? Now people are doubting Tiger.
No, he's got it. It's just, again, he's got to get his body right. He's got to get the mojo going and the entire deal. So, again, he's been amazing for the game and will continue to be amazing for the game.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
In the meantime, these two young fellas have got to get to work. They got to get some practice going. It's go time.
Sir. It is.
It's go time.
That's right.
Okay. Well, listen, hey, the Hillier family, thank you for joining us. Mom, Dad, thank you for letting these boys come to America. We're going to take good care of them.
They flew all the way from New Zealand just to come to this show.
That's it. I hope you enjoyed the Golf Underground. We want to thank our sponsor, Ty Murphy. We had a great time. ESPN Radio.